In contrary of the 16,000 people undergone the same experiment, all becoming sick, my 12 persons, 100% not sick.
Wow. Wow.
This is the playbook.
Welcome back to Office Hours. Just another incredible, impactful mentor. This man, yes. Mr. Wim Hof, against all odds of American cultural popularity, who would have ever thought would be such a brand and an icon in America with traditional, historical, almost an Eastern type of philosophy of how to live a long life, how to be happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy. Most people in America now are well aware of the Wim Hof method. But what makes Wim Hof so incredible is that he stays so relevant. He was just doing the ice box. We called it the beatbox before. But he's actually now even on a mobile app. So there is this idea, right? We provide value, which Wim Hof has always done. You serve it well, which he has always done. But now he's gone mass into the mobile app. And how hard or difficult is it, Wim, to go ahead and teach in that platform when, you know, you start out with these great masterminds and in person? It's a lot different trying to teach your method to the masses via mobile phone.
Yes. Though a mobile app is a great medium to get it, you know, a simplified yet still effective and powerful to so many more, and that's my aim. So I hope we are succeeding, and I think so, because my aim is billions of people in the coming two years. That's my mission.
Over.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So this methodology is so fascinating to so many people, because we're talking about the mind, the power of the mind. We're talking about the physiology, and we're talking about the ability for us to control variables and variables that we cannot control. Now, as we move into the online space, one of the things that actually is the biggest obstacle, I think, for us as students of yours to actually achieve the greatest maximum value is our own mind. Our own limitations, our own thoughts about why we can't. Of all of the things that we know are beneficial to us, talk to us about how you sort of talk people, maybe not off the ledge, but yeah, off the ledge and into a space where they can experience all of the marvels of what our bodies can do.
Yes. The thing is, before I say things out in the open, I go to universities to show that it is beyond speculation, based on evidence. And that evidence shows now that we have a absolute, much more control possible over what we call autonomous processes in the brain and body, which was considered before in science, both in medical science and mental sciences like psychiatry, it was considered to be impossible. And now it is possible. And then you, once you got it proven, you go back to the drawing table to make it understood, to make people aware of those facts, to dig into their treasures, which they all have, and make it accessible and effective. That is our aim every time. And I only succeed if I am able to relate this to all the people.
I love that. Oh, man. And I love even your face and the pause. So one of the things that I hope to do in my lifetime too is like reach a million people, and you just said reach 2 billion people.
Over. Don't limit yourself, guys.
2 billion people. So one question I have for you, and by the way, I love you. By the way, I saw a show of you before, and then I started taking cold showers. I couldn't jump in just yet, but I took a cold shower. But I wonder.
You look wonderful.
Thank you. My question is, though, as you start reaching more people, how do you make sure to still keep your, like, creative drive and stay who you are at your core? Because sometimes it can become, you know, a big business and can be hard. So how do you stay who you are?
The future is where the wealth becomes health. And I stick to that. I stick to happiness, strength, and health. And these things should be for free. And I give access to the people through these tools and through these platforms. And I want it to make it as big as possible. I mean, billions of people know, everybody should know, that scientifically evidence-based, proven, natural ways to access into their deeper potential, the way Mother Nature has given it to us truly, that is my, I do anything to get there. It's like, that's my love, that's my aim. And there is any obstacle in between that could be temptations as well, like money and houses. Oh, now got so much power. Forget it. I will never forget where I come from with no money, with 4 children alone. And my wife suicided because she couldn't deal with the world. That world I am going to change. I'm going to bring love composed by happiness, strength, and health through science proven what everybody is able to access into and effectively are able to adopt it within their daily lives, even now. And especially now, it is very important to cast away the darkness, the confusion, the fears. We have so much more power to get from, say, governments and institutions to go back to the authority within. That is Mother Nature. Oh. We are all divine beings.
So powerful.
Let us feel that way.
So powerful. And I have goosebumps right now, right? When somebody delivers a message like that, it can hit, and you just hit me, and I thank you for that. And another thing is you've hit a lot of other people that I know. I'm at work one day, and one of my employees is just taking a minute, and he's, you know, holding his chest and breathing in, breathing out. I'm like, what are you doing? Dude, get to work. He's like, Wim Hof, the breathing method. You know, and I talked to him about it. It was helping him in his life. That's an employee I work with, right? And then I go and I'm speaking with one of the biggest speakers out there, Jesse Itzler.
You know Jesse, right?
Yeah, Jesse. I think you know Jesse too. He went to your one of your retreats, and he brings me over to his house and has me hop in a 40-degree ice bath. And says, this is going to help you in your life. Like, this is going to help you be more healthy. So you've touched people like you, like your mission's coming about. I think you already answered this, but I just want you to say it maybe out loud again. Like, how did you dive into this? Like, what exactly pushed you to the point of hopping in a freezing cold, you know, tub, piece of water and thinking that, you know, I'm going to change the way people think about health?
It is. It all starts with intuition, an instinctive being. There is more than meets the eye. I was a searcher for the truth, searcher for the soul, a soul searcher. And that makes you thinking, contemplating, philosophizing, debating, getting into traditions and languages. One, I saw a thin layer on the water of ice layer So I felt this attraction. I followed that instinct to go in. I looked around. I stripped myself of the clothes. I went in, and this is 46 years ago. I went in, and beyond any words, I found it. This is it, kind of feeling, deeply recognizing this is what I've been looking for. It's not in the books. It's in the sensation, in the deep experience of connecting myself with a comfort which is out of the comfort zone. Real power is out of the comfort zone. And it connects you with the deep autonomy, the autonomous processes in the body connected to the brain. And that made me feel so good that from there, every day, every winter, in freezing temperature, I was outside. And not all day long, because I love the heat as well. I love a hot shower. I love the wide range of sensations possible, the widest. I love to challenge life. I love my soul to shine and to feel. And now, after so many years of being called crazy and an idiot and all that, I have proven through science to bring down humanity's greatest enemy, which is inflammation. Inflammation is the cause and effect of any disease. Any. So we are capable of bringing it down by using natural ways through changing the biochemistry inside, breathing exercises, coming from the cold. Of course, what do when you go into the cold? That's what you do. You rebirth with life force coming in. Suddenly you are able to stay in cold water and you feel it. You are able to stay longer and longer and longer. And just by changing the breathing pattern, that makes you stronger. And then recently, they injected me with a bacteria, which 16,000 people got sick through. And then I did not become sick. Just using the same breathing exercises I use in the cold. So then they said, but you are the Iceman, only you can do it. And then I told them, no, give me a group of persons who are novices, who don't know nothing about these techniques, and I will show you within 4 days that I can train them to go into the autonomous nervous system and the innate immune system, according to science, impossible for humans to activate or to enter into. And they did it. And there we changed science, because all my group, in contrary of the 16,000 people who had undergone the same experiment, all becoming sick, my 12 persons, 100% not sick.
Wow. Wow.
100%.
That is a great message for the people to know that they have so more possible autonomy. And besides of that, if you work for Apple, typing, desk, of course, your brain becomes sluggish. I say after 5 hours behind the monitor. Yeah, logical. The brain exertion. So the neural activity exertion in the brain, like any other movement of you become sluggish. So if you do these breathing techniques for 15 minutes, you are a fresh chicken again.
And we so all want to be a fresh chicken.
Just for that, yes. It is amazing.
Love You're it. Amazing. And I'd love to hear your all takeaways, because one thing I've learned from doing this show, the wisest guests that I've had, Sadhguru and Wim Hof, they all have beards. I'm thinking about growing facial hair. Einstein had a mustache. Right, Sadhguru and Wim Hof, my two.
You look good. You would look good.
I love that look. I'm thinking about it. But beyond that, I'm sure we have deeper takeaways of the day. Jason, I'll let you go first.
So my takeaway is, like, when you feel it, go. I mean, when you said that moment, I can't remember how many years ago that you said, 46 years ago, you had that moment that the universe spoke to you, and you went. And I love that. That's my takeaway right now, is I'm gonna go. If I feel something and I feel like, you know, a little bit deeper urge to go do something, I'm gonna go do it.
Thank you for that, though, and go cold. Terry?
Mine had to do with the 46 years as well. I just love that you still have such a passion to help people, even after doing something 46 years ago. So that just encourages me that, like, you can keep going and you can keep helping more and more people and just stay passionate about your cause.
Well, I think this episode's been a whole testament to people listening to their calling, right? And you talk about intuition, and you know, for the over 2 billion people around the world that you are going to reach, you know, thank you for listening to that intuition. Imagine that he didn't.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
Imagine that he didn't go into that.
Or just kept it to himself. Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And finally, I think the epitome, I've been surrounded by billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and spirit of excellence, let's call it. And I remember Danica Patrick, who was on my very first pitch show. And she said, I said, what's the common denominator? What makes you great? She said, because I'm comfortable being uncomfortable. And I think Wim Hof is the epitome of being comfortable, being uncomfortable, and the healing that exists within the context of killing off our limitations, but killing off the inflammation. You're a doctor, Sean, and you know that we want to be at ease. Our natural state is at ease, and inflammation causes dis-ease. And he's living proof, not only himself, that he can teach any human being with a heartbeat and the ability to breathe how to live at ease. Thank you so much. The incredible, impactful, empowering Wim Hof. Thank you. We love you.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back here on Office Hours.